Hey there, and welcome to your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals, whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories. This podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast about all things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Thursday to help you end off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey guys, hope you're having a great week and welcome to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny. I'm glad to have you join me this week. I apologize for the delay in getting a new episode out to you guys. I have not followed my own advice and I've gotten bogged down in boat projects. So what I have decided to do today, I'm going to talk a little bit about my five-step process for moving on when I get stuck with some boat projects, basically how to move on, come up with a plan, and basically just get a bunch of crap done so that I can continue to enjoy my boat instead of getting wrapped up in all the ins and outs of boat ownership. So I'm going to talk about that today, my five steps. So I have been talking to you guys about some other episodes that I am putting together, and they are in the works. I'm looking at doing a sail series, when to replace your sails, different ways of fixing your sails, how to order new sails, that kind of thing. So I am working on that as well. That will be coming down the pipe eventually. But like I mentioned, I have been bogged down with some boat projects that have kind of thrown a wrench in most of my summer plans, unfortunately. So today I basically sat down and came up with my five-step plan that I use when I do get into a spot where I'm a bit overwhelmed with everything going on. And this is not necessarily only for boat projects. Obviously, this is kind of something that I do just in regular life because, as we know, there's all kinds of other things going on in life. And sometimes they kind of all pile up. And then next thing you know, you're sitting there wondering what happened to the last day, week, month, summer, whatever. So hopefully you don't have too much of that going on. And hopefully some of these steps will kind of also help you as far as dissecting some of the things going on, building up that resilience and that ability to overcome some of the challenges and move on with whatever it is that you need to try and keep on track. So jumping into the episode, the first thing that I like to do when I'm confronted with a bunch of different issues, I'll call them issues, but it could be, you know, for me with boat stuff, it's been random things that have breaking just due to age. So first thing that I do is I write a list. My husband likes to make fun of me because I am a big list person, but I will sit down and I will write out all of the different things that I need to look at as far as fixing, replacing, whatever. I just make a list of everything in no particular order. It's just kind of a bit of a brain dump. So I just kind of dump it all out and have a look at my list. Ironically, when I write down these lists, sometimes they're, you know, page, 2 pages long, depending on what I'm doing. And you'd think that that would be overwhelming, but it actually helps me to start feel like I am in control of what's going on. So go figure. But so the first thing that I like to do, write it all out. And then from there, I start to prioritize and organize the things that I have on my list. And I actually end up doing this quite often throughout a season, like if we're talking about the boat in particular, because 1 week I might have an issue pop up that is something that I believe is at the top of my list that I have to do. And then all of a sudden something else changes and that takes precedence over my previous list. So prioritizing is a big thing for me when I am trying to organize where I want to put my energy and my efforts, where I'm going to put my time, as well as money. We know that boats take money, and so you need to budget and figure out what you can afford to fix. And I kind of divide up my list into the nice to do's and the have to do's. So an example of this is a few years ago, I pulled Spindrift out and did a lot of different work on the boat, including one of the things that we did is I wanted to rebed my jib sheet tracks. So my fair lead tracks, they're quite long, probably about, I would say about, 8 to 10 feet. I have one on either side of the boat, so starboard and port, and they, I think they each have about 16 bolts that go through the deck. So I wanted to kind of rebed those. I had a few that were leaking and it was time to kind of pull it up, clean it up, have a look, and then rebed it. So what I did is I got to work on that. And unfortunately, throughout the time that I was working on the boat, we were having a lot of rain. And so push come to shove, fast forward, I reinstalled the tracks. I didn't use the product that I originally wanted to use because it wasn't in stock and I needed to get everything back together. So put everything back together, boats back in the water, a few rainstorms, go figure. Of course, I still have one or two bolts that are leaking. So it's been on my to-do list for a while now, and it's something that I want to tackle relatively soon because the longer you leave something like that, the more chance there is that you're going to start to get rot, black mold, the core is going to start to rot on the boat and stuff like that. So my plan was to work on that last week, and then I went out to Spindrift to look at the boat and start figuring out how I was going to tackle this project. And I check the bilge and there's water collecting in the bilge. We hadn't had any rain in a while, so there was really no reason for water to be collecting in the bilge. Mopped out the bilge, worked on a couple other things, noticed that water was starting to collect in the bilge again. So now I have a leak that I'm dealing with. So that's just an example of kind of the different things that you end up dealing with on the boat, where you'll have one thing that is a priority and then all of a sudden now you've got an even bigger priority. So at this point, I'm taking a look at potentially hauling the boat out again to figure out where this leak is coming from. I've been checking my through hauls, all that kind of stuff, and trying to figure out what I want to do because the boat stays in all year. I have a manual bilge pump that I use. I do not have an automated one, so that's the other option that I'm looking at, is installing an automated one. It's not a lot of water. It is a really, really small amount and it's coming in very slowly. But it's frustrating that I can't quite figure out where it's coming from. So my list of priorities has changed, but that is the first thing that I do. I sit down, list things out, and figure out, is this a have to do or a nice to do? The second thing that I do next is I'm figuring out my priorities of when do I want to tackle these things? What timeline do I have? What do I, do I need to order supplies and stuff like that? So I'm kind of taking my top three things that I need to do and breaking them down into manageable chunks. And while I'm coming up with my manageable chunks, as I like to call them, I'm also brainstorming the solutions. So like I was just talking about with the bilge, there are a couple different ways of tackling that. Right now, there are immediate solutions that I can come up with, and ideally I come up with long-term solutions. So with my top 3 to 5 things that I'm focusing on, I will break them down and sit down and think about brainstorming different ways that I can work on this particular project, just kind of wrapping my head around what are some of the things that I'm going to need to get organized, prepared, ordered, and so on to tackle this particular project. So that's my second step in my process, is to take my sorted list and to start brainstorming on how I am going to tackle things. The next thing that I kind of sit down and do is a bit of a doomsday scenario as far as what's the worst case scenario if I cannot fix the thing that is broken, not working, or whatever. So I am looking at, do I need to replace this item? Do I need to upgrade it? How would I take it out? How would I fix it? Do I need to hire somebody to come and do that work for me? So that's another thing that I am starting to dissect, is what types of projects can I take on my own? And what types of projects am I looking for help for? And actually, I've been going through this with Spindrift's motor. For those of you that follow me in person or online on Instagram and stuff like that, you've probably seen a few posts about my sail drive motor. I've been having some lovely issues with it this year. And I was talking to my grandfather because Spindrift used to be my grandfather's boat, and he had it for about 15 years, and I've had it for about 7 or 8 now. And so we were kind of talking about when some of this kind of maintenance last happened. And basically the motor is kind of at its 20-year kind of overhaul point, we're assuming. So there are things like, you know, the fuel lines are starting to crack. I've had a few seals and gaskets that are no longer holding. So just things that are kind of a natural degradation over the years are starting to catch up and starting to need to be replaced. And unfortunately, I am the poor sucker who is going to have to do it. So I have been working through that. And it has been a very interesting process where I'm learning a lot. It has also been a very frustrating process where I end up ordering the wrong part, or a part takes longer than it's supposed to. And it's also been a really tiring process. It's been, you know, a bit of burnout going on, because I'm basically, what I was doing is I was getting up at 5 a.m, going to work on the boat for an hour or two before work, getting the kids off to school, then myself working all day, get home from work, make dinner for everybody, and then go back out to the boat for another 2 or 3 hours afterwards. And that's kind of what I was doing for a good 2 or 3 weeks straight. And then I was also teaching sailing on the weekends and sometimes teaching in the evenings. So I was just kind of burning everything at both ends. So at this point, I have gotten the motor probably about 80% back together and fixed and ready to go. And I'm going to take a couple weeks off of working on it so that I can just kind of decompress a little bit and then move on from there, get it, do that last push, put it all back together, and then Spindrift will be hopefully good as new. And then in the meantime, I have all these other little things that have been breaking. So my to-do list is getting longer, you know, one step forward, 3 steps back, the usual kind of thing. So at this point in my list, we're looking at the kind of worst case scenario or some of the different things. And I should say too, with the worst case scenario, one of the things that I look at too is, does this actually need to be fixed? So for my motor, for instance, one of the things I'm thinking about is potentially I don't use my inboard motor and I put an outboard motor bracket on the transom and I just have an outboard motor. Most boats around this size also have an outboard motor. It's extremely convenient for me to have the inboard. The boat handles really well under power, and it's just a lot easier for teaching and just for myself when I'm single handling and whatever, just easier overall. But, you know, I do have other options available. It's just whether or not I want to explore those options or not. So while I'm going through this process of figuring out what to fix, or I am fixing things, one of the things that I am trying to do a lot of is to document what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, what tools do I require, even sometimes the size of the tools. So for my engine, for instance, I have my owner's manual, and I'm actually writing down, you know, which wrench size did I have to use to remove which bolt and that kind of thing. So hopefully in 20 years, when I am really old and senile, then I will be able to easily take apart the motor again. Maybe if I do, I will probably be crying. Just trying to document things, create lists for myself, ways to keep it a little bit easier so that if I do need to fix something along the way, I can remember or recall or read exactly what I did previously fix that item. And along those lines too, one of the things that I like to do once I complete a project, or in this case, I'm, you know, 3/4 of the way through the project, I try to take a step back and just take a look at what I've learned, what I've accomplished, how far I've come, and also give myself a little bit of a pat on the back, and a little bit of forgiveness too for, you know, not knowing the answer to everything. Or in the case of my jib sheet fairlead tracks, you know, cutting corners and installing it not to the level that I wanted to reinstall it. And now I'm dealing with these minor leaks again. So, you know, live and learn type of thing. But basically, cutting myself a little bit of slack and giving myself a little bit of forgiveness as far as not having to tackle everything at once. Try to look at it as a learning opportunity overall. And basically, it's always your glass is half full, and trying to build in that resilience so that you do have space for the next time that something goes wrong on the boat or in life or anything else. So this is a bit of a shorter episode this week. It's a little bit of a disjointed episode, just because that's kind of how my life has been for the last month or so, dealing with some of these different boat projects. But I did just want to kind of touch base, let you know that I'm still here, obviously, but also just kind of give you a little bit of an insight into how I deal with some of the different issues or things that creep up unexpectedly, how to basically step back, make a list of what I need to accomplish, brainstorm the solutions, come up with different ways to overcome and adapt to whatever it is that is going on. Obviously fix whatever the issue is, and then from there kind of write things down and have a little bit of a journal or a record of what I've completed and how I completed it, so that if in the future, if future Penny has the same problem, then previous Penny can help teach. So I'm going to end it here. I hope you have a great week, and I will be back next week with some new content for you. And if you have any questions or you have any feedback or you want to just touch base, feel free to reach out. SailNelson@outlook.com. You can always find me online, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And I hope you have a great week.